It has been 1 year since new legislation was enforced to prevent children falling from multi-storey buildings. Under this legislation, all strata buildings in New South Wales had to be fitted with childproof locks that stopped a window from opening more than 12.5 centimetres. This applies to windows that are 2 metres above ground, thereby more than a 2 metre fall, and within the house the window was less than 1.7 metres. The safety locks had to be fitted by 13th of March 2018, and now that 1 year has passed, we are discussing whether this legislation has been successful. We are joined by the head of trauma at Children's Hospital at Westmead, Dr. Sandpan. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. So, has there been a decrease since this new legislation was put into place last year?
From the data that I have from the hospital, we do feel we've seen a decrease in the number of children. Mm-hmm. That have fallen through windows. For the year 2017, I think we had about 14 or so, and in 2017 it was down to 8.
Mm.
And the summer this year, now we've had only 4 so far. So we think there is a decrease in the number, but it's much less than what we expected.
Well, that's good then. So do you believe that this is directly impacted from the legislation, or were there other factors, do you think, involved?
I think the legislation has definitely helped, but I don't think it's the only reason why the numbers have decreased, because the few that we have seen this year, actually at least in one of them, the window has not been compliant. It could be opened rather than what the recommendation is. And the other thing we have noticed is some of the kids have been able to open the lock and open it wider.
So these new locks aren't adequate?
Yeah, so maybe what people are installing in the windows is not actually, child-proof.
Right, which this legislation was meant to be doing, producing child-proof locks.
Yes, yes.
So do you think more has to be done to ensure that these locks actually are childproof?
Yeah, I think it's, again, comes back to educating people, I think, that what they install is actually childproof. Still, there are furnitures like beds, lounges close to windows from which these kids have fallen off. So there's ongoing education which we need to do, just make people aware.
Mm, because we don't want children climbing up on beds or climbing on furniture, yeah, and getting to those windows.
Yeah. Well, it's quite possible, it's logistically not possible for them in the space that they're living in, but it's something that people need to consider strongly if they can move things away from windows.
So what legislation would you like to see in place? What could their laws be stricter or something to prevent?
Legislation always works to some extent. Like, we have to take the responsibility of ourselves as parents and the society, to make the space we are living in safer for kids. I don't know if making the legislation any stronger will prevent this. There will be punishment maybe if you make it stronger.
Mm.
But the event has already happened.
Right.
And then you're punishing someone. So it's stopping it from happening where I think we need to concentrate on.
The actual prevention.
Yes.
Not thereafter.
Yes.
So you think that it needs to be a change in awareness and a change in education?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Like we do try to be proactive from the hospital, doing some campaigning around summer about issues like this, which is when we see the most falls happen. And people like you are so helpful, you come and talk about this when you know these things can happen. So it's out there, but we're probably not reaching enough people.
Yeah, we definitely
keep trying. Definitely the numbers have decreased, but it can be better.
Yeah, it always can be better unless it's zero.
Yeah.
So what can parents and as a community we do to prevent these injuries from happening?
Yeah, I think check first that your window is actually compliant with the legislation.
Mm-hmm.
If possible, make sure that there's no furniture, close to a window which a child can climb on.
Okay.
Make sure the locks that you have installed are actually childproof. And if you're leaving a child in a space, unsupervised for a short time, which will happen, then before you leave the space, just spend a minute or two to make sure that you made it, safe for the children to remain by themselves.
Mm.
You can come back into that space.
We've discussed that there has been a decrease, but obviously more awareness needs to be spread about this. Are there any other significant decreases or increases in hospital admissions at the Children's Hospital at Westmead?
For the summer season, there are two things that we tend to see a lot. One is the falls from windows and balconies, and the other one is drowning. We've had a few, but we haven't had any bad drowning cases. Not many bad drowning cases. I don't know the numbers, but it hasn't been as bad as the previous summers.
That's good.
For the
That's
last
good.
2 years, I think we have had reasonably good in terms. There's been the occasional one or two which has been serious, but not as bad as what we have seen in the past.
And just widespread, as the head of trauma at Children's Hospital at Westmead, what are some child safety issues that you would like to bring light to and awareness to?
So we sometimes people mistake that we are trying to curtail everything that a child does by bringing in recommendations like helmets and other things. We want children to be active because, you know, obesity is a big epidemic. In Australia, if you see the latest that came out, over 1 in 3 or 4 child is overweight.
Yes.
So we want children to go out there and do things, but we want to make it safe for them.
Yeah, of course.
They should be out there cycling, doing things in the playground. We just want to make sure that whatever they do, we want to minimize the chances of them having a bad injury. You will fall, you will break bones. But we don't want to see a child, you know, get a bad head injury from a bicycle because they were not wearing a helmet.
Yeah, of course.
And we don't want a toddler to drown because, you know, the gates around you, there is a gate, but the gate's actually not working properly. So they gain access to this. Simple things like that is what people need to look out for. Like I said before, make sure the environment you are in is actually safe for the child, or where you're letting them do things, it's actually safe for them.
Yeah, and check the locks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big message for today, to check the locks.
But I do understand, and my children were young once upon a time, they're not anymore. It's not possible for you to be around the child always. You may be away for a short period of time, but it's that short period when things tend to happen. And that's why I said spend that moment, you know, before you go away, to see whether you've actually made sure it's safe to leave them alone.
That's a really important message, and thank you so much for taking the time to bring that message. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Molly. Thanks. Nice talking to you again.
Oh, thank you so much. And that was Dr. Sandipan, the head of trauma at Children's Hospital at Westmead, discussing child safety in the prevention of children falling from multi-story buildings.